Well, those documents from the National Archive give some insight into the first frenetic months of Mr. Hawke's Labor government in 1983. The former Prime Minister told Naomi Woodley that his first priority was to hold the National Economic Summit to try to turn the economy around and bring wages growth under control.
I promised that we'd have that summit within a month of me coming to office. We did, and we had the representatives, federal government, state government, local government, large employers, small employers, trade unions, churches, welfare organisations. They were given by Treasury all the information that we had, and so you had the people of Australia through their representative organisations informed in a way they'd never been before. So I think that was the great thing, because it was out of that that I got a unanimous communique, except for one person, Joe Jockey Peterson, unanimous communique agreeing with the analysis and accepting the things that had to be done. Getting a constructive relationship between employers and trade unions, reducing the increase in money wages in return for acceptance of the social wage. Virtually all of the success, the economic success of 1983, stemmed from the summit.
And the accord that flowed from the summit, as you say, you got an agreement in part through promises to introduce Medicare and other welfare benefits.
Yep.
And the cabinet documents note how pleasing it was that all sides of the deal acknowledged that they had a role to play in helping Australia out of its economic malaise. Do you think we've seen that level of accord across all of those groups since then?
No, that was unique in getting that degree. Not only of the meeting and saying that they agreed, but actually then committing themselves to action. No, there hasn't been anything like it since.
One of the other major events of that year was, of course, the floating of the dollar. And it's taken for granted and lauded now as such a major economic reform. But there was a lot of uncertainty at the time. How did you approach that as Prime Minister to lead the country through that sort of uncertainty?
Always taking the view that ignorance is the enemy of good policy. And so it was a question of informing people. And we had lengthy discussions with our economic ministers and then in the cabinet, so that they understood the enormous pressures that we've been putting on the rest, all the other levers of economic policy, by this unrealistic fixed exchange rate. And once people understood these things, then they accepted that it had to be done.
At the start of your term of government, you were presented with two major shocks. The budget position was considerably worse than predicted.
Yeah.
And you were told by ASIO that a KGB spy was entering a clandestine relationship with a lobbyist and the former ALP president, David Combe. First, on the budget position, I can't imagine a starker entry into the realities of government.
It was pretty tough, I can tell you, because the election was on Saturday, the 5th of March, and on the Sunday, John Stone came around and saw me and my people at the Lakeside Hotel in Canberra and revealed that the budget for the deficit for the upcoming year, 83-84, was going to be $9.5 billion. Accompanying that information was a note saying that this represented the worst sort of management of an economy that any Western nation since in the post-war period. So we had a very rude awakening and a realisation that we would have to slow down the rate of implementation of some of the promises that we'd made, but certainly not Medicare, which was totally sacrosanct.
And on the relationship between Valery Ivanov, the Soviet spy, and David Combe, it had the potential to compromise the ALP. In the process, you had to accept the resignation of your good friend Mick Young. How did you approach that issue?
It was hard and sad, but it was simple. I knew what was intrinsically necessary, and I knew what was politically necessary. We would have been a very short-term government if we'd in any way tried to cover up or go soft on this issue.
Mr. Hawke, I can't let you go without asking you about the America's Cup and your famous words, which I don't need to repeat. I think many people know you for, but I'd like to ask you, if you can, to explain how important to the mood of the Australian public, you know, being faced with uncertain economic times, there was rising unemployment and inflation. How important was something like that victory to the overall psyche of the nation?
That just lifted the spirit of Australia away. It was very hard to quantify. America had never been defeated by any nation in the America's Cup. We took them on and beat them. So it sort of fitted in nicely with the feeling that we were hoping to generate a new and forward-moving, aggressive Australia.
Former Prime Minister Bob Hawke ending that interview with Naomi Woodley in Canberra.